go back to Fiona Kelly for what it says in this morning's papers.
The 6-month suspension of Nasa Hurricane and Patrick Costello from the Green Party following their decision to vote in favour of the opposition motion calling for the National Maternity Hospital to be located on state-owned land generates the lead story in today's Irish Times. The Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mirror both lead today, meanwhile, with yesterday's arrest of 10 men who are questioned for allegedly conspiring to fix football matches in the League of Ireland. For its lead story, the Irish Independent reports on research released this week, which showed that although workers could save more than €1,400 a year by working from home, the Exchequer could see the loss of a total of €207 million, arising out of a decrease in fuel duty, VAT receipts and local government commercial rates, and the additional cost of working from home benefits. The Irish Daily Star leads today with the temporary suspension of bail conditions for law professor Dermot Phelan, who is charged with the murder of Keith Conlon on farmland in Talla in February. The 53-year-old was granted a 48-hour suspension of conditions, including a curfew and having to sign on daily at a Garda station to facilitate a short trip with his family in the state. A High Court action taken by two companies, which were formerly part of the Quinn Group, seeking an injunction to prevent its former owner, Sean Quinn, from entering their premises, provides the Irish Daily Mail with its lead story. And the Belfast Telegraph leads today with evidence given by Deirdre Connolly at a hearing in Belfast yesterday as part of the Post Office Horizon IT inquiry, which has been described as the most widespread miscarriage of justice in British legal history. More than 700 people were wrongly prosecuted between 2000 and 2014 after it was incorrectly reported that money had vanished. Mrs Connolly from Strabane, County Tyrone, who took over the running of a post office in 2006, told yesterday's hearing that after being accused of fraud in 2010, an investigator asked her if she had taken the money for paramilitaries. She also spoke about how herself and her husband had to remortgage their house but were declared bankrupt in 2013. Elsewhere this morning, there's a picture of a bouncy castle on the front of today's Independent, alongside a report about how a surge in the number of Holy Communion and confirmation parties has led to a shortage of bouncy castles. Pennies has been granted planning permission to expand its store on Patrick Street in Cork from 17,000 to 54,000 square feet. That's on the front of the Examiner. The property supplement in the Times devotes its front page to Alana Gallagher's write-up of a 6-bedroom house on the Bailey in Howth on a 9-acre site with views from Sutton to the Sugarloaf, an indoor swimming pool and a price tag of €15 million. There's a story in today's Examiner about new research from the Royal Veterinary College in the UK, which is advising people against buying pugs as pets because we're told they're almost twice as likely as other breeds to experience health disorders. Also in the Examiner, Owen English reports on a photo exhibition in Cork City of pictures taken by war photographers in Ukraine in the past 2 months, which has been organised by a veteran Ukrainian journalist who's currently living in the city. And finally, 72-year-old Sally Mulready, who was awarded an OBE yesterday for a lifetime of campaigning on behalf of elderly Irish people in Britain, features in a story in today's Times. Miss Mulready, who was raised in a mother and baby home on the Navan Road in Dublin and later in an industrial school, moved to Britain as a 16-year-old in 1966. Her husband Seamus, son Shawnee and grandson Benji all joined her yesterday for her day out at Buckingham Palace.